Rescue and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I said before, we're going to take a look at Philippians chapter 4. I'd like to read again that first verse where Paul says to us, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." So 10 days till Christmas. Are you going to have a Merry Christmas, or are you going to be like Stan or Harriet or Ralph? Let me tell you about those three people. Stan didn't think that he would have a Merry Christmas. His children wanted nothing to do with him. He was an alcoholic. He was kind of recovering, but he had lost his job. He was living on Social Security, and for a dinner, he usually had Kraft mac and cheese. Kids didn't call him. Do you think Stan would have a Merry Christmas? Not. Well, how about Harriet? Well, Harriet had never had a good Christmas. She was raised in an abusive home. Her husband that she married and then ultimately divorced was always abusing her. Her ex-husband had shacked up with a floozy that smoked like a chimney, and when they would come over to visit, the house just stunk. And then on Christmas, every Christmas, Uncle Ralph got hammered and yelled at Randy, his nephew, about one thing or another. Harriet never had a Merry Christmas. Oh, Ralph thought he should have had a Merry Christmas. But Ralph had graduated from college with a degree, and after sending out hundreds of applications, still didn't have a job. He was working part-time at McDonald's, living in his mom and dad's basement, and his girlfriend had dumped him because he was, according to her, a big fat loser. Now Christmas was coming. Do you think that Ralph would have a Merry Christmas? Well, I know that you're not like Stan or Harriet or Ralph, because you've got something that they don't. You have what God has given you. You have faith in your heart. And even though we're faced with all of the busyness that Christmas brings, we can answer the question, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it through Christmas to January of 2025 with my sanity and my health? And the answer is, yeah. Let's take a look at God's Word and see the wisdom that He has placed there, the wisdom that enables us to, if not sail through this Christmas season, at least enjoy the ride that He's bringing us on. Because you got to remember that Jesus is the one who has given us faith. Jesus is the one who has given us peace. Now, if you're like most people, you're a little bit more busy at Christmas than at other times of the year. This season brings a lot of busyness, doesn't it? You've got to make sure that you get the right gift for little Susie or Jimmy. You've got to make sure that everything is set for the Christmas dinner that you're either going to or that you're serving. You want to make sure that if there's an office party that you attend and behave appropriately. You've got to make sure that you're nice to your husband's boss or to your boss, even though you might not really like him. You've got to make sure that the house is decorated, that the tree is up, that the presents are wrapped, that the decorations are on the tree, all of the ornaments, and make sure that you've got that special one that Grandpa gave you many years ago. Make sure that that's front and center. You've got all this stuff going on, and you are a little hassled that time, a little harried. On top of that, you've got your regular life to live. You've got to worry about your job. You've got to worry about your health. You've got to worry about the stuff that you have, making sure that it's clean, making sure that it's repaired when it breaks, right? You have all of those things to take care of on top of the Christmas push. Can you have a Merry Christmas when things are so hectic? And then we read in our lesson for today, Paul comes to us and he says, rejoice. Rejoice always. And you might be thinking to yourself, rejoice? Paul, what are you talking about? Paul is in prison at this time. He doesn't have to worry about a job. He doesn't have to worry about his health because he doesn't have health insurance and he's not going to any doctor. What are you saying? How did you get this bubbly, be happy attitude, Paul? But Paul had something that I want to remind you that you have too. Something that will give you joy and cause you to rejoice not only in this season, but every season of your life, and that is faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now, please don't misunderstand me. Paul didn't have it easy, even though he was in prison. Didn't have to worry about his food, didn't have to worry about going to the doctor. He still had problems. He was in prison because he was being sentenced to death. That was the outcome of being on trial, and he faced that. His friends were being persecuted by the government and by the Jews. And his health problems, he didn't have a doctor. He had to deal with them all by himself. I think he had some problems with his eyes. Remember, he had talked about that thorn in the flesh that he had that God allowed to torment him. But he had no relief from that. And yet, despite all of the problems that he had in life, despite the uncertainty of his earthly life, am I going to be executed or not? He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. If you've ever read through the book of Philippians, you realize that it is simply a song of joy. He rejoices all the time. Now, does that mean that Paul, every single day when he got up, threw his hands in the air and said, hallelujah, I'm a joyful person? No, I don't think so. Because there are different levels of joy in our lives. For instance, when you wake up in the morning and that ache in your back isn't there anymore, small joy, right? Or when you find out that your job is not going to be downsized, that you still will have it come Monday, there's that little level of joy. It gets a little bigger when your kids come home from school and say, Mom, guess what? I got an A on my test. Oh, that's even better. Or when your husband comes home or your wife comes home and they say, hey, I just booked us a hotel for 3 days in Cancun. Whoa, your joy goes up a little bit more. When you hear from your Lord that your sins are forgiven, that you have this gift of eternal life, that sense of relief is almost a sense of joy. Yes, I know I'm going to be spending eternity with my Savior in heaven. Now, there are some times when we will jump up and shout for joy. That's at the top of the list. Maybe that's when you found out that you were going to be a grandma or a grandpa for the first time. Or when your fiancé finally said yes to your question, will you marry me? Or when you found out that your first child was coming. Or that you got this big promotion. Or whatever, or you won a contest of some sort. You could jump up and say joy. But please remember that in your life, you have different levels of joy, and yet you can be joyful, a quiet joyful, semi-quiet joyful, exuberant joyful every single day. See, Paul understood what gives a person joy, and that is this, faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You know, that Jesus is making all things turn out for your spiritual good. Whether it hurts or not, God is using that to grow you in your faith or to grow somebody else in their faith. He is using it to increase your joy in your Savior. And so we can rejoice. We can rejoice every single day of our life. So why not? Let's rejoice in the life that God has given to us. Rejoice when things are good. Rejoice when things are bad. Because when things are bad, we know that sooner or later our Lord is going to take us to heaven where we will have a perfect life. Rejoice about your health. Whether it's good or bad, once we get to heaven, we have the gift of perfect health and perfect time with our Savior. Rejoice in the relationships that you have. Now, I know not everybody has perfect relationships in their lives. Maybe you've got an uncle or maybe a cousin or maybe even a brother or a sister that you don't quite get along with, that causes a lot of friction when you meet, rejoice in that relationship because you're alive. Because you have the gift of being able to show God's love to that difficult person. You see, we can rejoice. It all depends on how you look at things. If you look at your life as a series of challenges that God is throwing in your way, maybe you can't rejoice about that. But if you look at your life as opportunities to show God's love to somebody else, you can rejoice in that too. And what gives you the impetus, the desire to be joyful, to rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what is going on in your life, well, it's your Savior Jesus Christ. Because He's the one who came and suffered and died to pay for all of our sins. And He's the one who has guaranteed to us the gift of eternal life. You see, when you understand that, when the Holy Spirit opens your eyes and your heart to trust and to believe in Jesus Christ, He gives you something in addition to the gift of joy. He gives you the gift of peace. I sometimes wonder if we understand just how big the peace of God truly is. You know, as Paul says here, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God that passes all understanding. The peace that you have in your heart, because you are a Christian, consists of two kinds of peace. The first kind is peace between you and your Lord. Every single sin that you have ever committed, every single sin that you ever will commit, whether it's something that you did against God's will or you failed to do according to God's will, those have been forgiven. So that time you kind of ignored what God had to say, that's forgiven. The time you used His name in vain, that's forgiven. The time you failed to speak up and tell somebody else about Jesus Christ, that's forgiven too. Every single thing that we have done wrong, Christ paid for. And now you are at peace with God. When God looks at you, He does not see your sins. Those have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. What He sees is Christ's perfect life covering you. He says, "You're acceptable to me. You have the gift of eternal life. I am at peace with you because Christ died for your sins and He lived to cover your imperfect life." We have peace with God through Jesus Christ. That's the first type of peace that you have as a Christian. The second type of peace that you have as a Christian comes from the first one. Because we have peace with God, we can have peace in our hearts. And maybe another word for peace in our hearts is contentment, or a lack of turmoil. Because we know that God is with us, that He is taking care of us, that no matter what happens in this world of ours, He is going to take us home. Peace, trust, comfort. The peace that you have in your heart because of Christ, knowing that He is taking care of all things, kind of reminds me of taking a trip with my dad when I was much younger. Much younger. We would go usually on a Sunday afternoon after he got done preaching. We would go on a Sunday afternoon and just go on a drive. I never knew where we were going. And I never knew what turn to take, what road to take. I never knew when we would get back home. But it didn't bother me because I trusted Dad. I knew Dad knew where he was going. I knew he knew all the detours and the shortcuts and the things that I wanted to see and the things that he wanted to see. But I knew that sooner or later we'd arrive back home. Every single time, that's exactly what happened. And every single time, the Lord in your life is going to make that happen too. You see, He wants you home. He wants you home with Him in heaven. And so He's in control. He's in charge. He directs our lives. He uses the things in our lives to grow our faith so that we might be with Him forever. So, knowing that the Lord is in the driver's seat, knowing that we are at peace with Him, we can rejoice. We can rejoice anytime, anywhere, in good times or bad, because our Lord is in charge. So, knowing that we are to rejoice in the Lord, and knowing that we have peace through Christ, can you have a Merry Christmas this year? Well, as they say here in Northeast Wisconsin, yeah, you betcha. Amen.